This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's the wake-up show. The wake-up show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. So I got a couple sports events tonight in Pittsburgh. We got baseball and football, and that's not entirely true. I misspoke. Two Pittsburgh sports teams are playing tonight. One is in Pittsburgh. One's in Atlanta. So, pardon me there. A bit of a misspeak. Oh, goodness, now I'm all flustered. Okay, let's start over. Two Pittsburgh sports teams are playing tonight. One's playing in Pittsburgh. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates starting a four-game series with the Chicago Cubs that'll last throughout the weekend. Then the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing as well, but not in Pittsburgh. They're playing in Atlanta. So is the Steelers and the Falcons playing in the final preseason game of the year. The Steelers 2-0, the Falcons 1-0-1. Crowley and Doran going to spend plenty of time previewing that game. I want to talk a little more baseball this morning than anything else. Maybe that'll turn you off, you know, because I know it's football season, right? Preseason games, woo! We're going to talk a little bit of baseball. That might take up the majority of talk. I mean, you already know my opinion on several things. I expressed it yesterday that I think that I think that you should be excited as a Steelers fan and watching Kenny Pickett grow and develop. I think that you should be excited for this season. You can wait for tangible results to consider whether the team or the players are going to be good or not. But also, I do think, though, that the Steelers are an exciting team to watch. Like, there's more to look forward to this year because there's new players. There's reportedly a new scheme for the offense specifically. So that's been my opinion for the last week or two now, and that really hasn't changed. If you want to call in and talk about the Steelers, though, you're welcome to ask me questions and bring up whatever you want to talk about as it relates to the Steelers at 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Tag me in a post. Gosh, I've been saying that for a while now. It's so much easier to say tweet at me, but now you have to tag me in an X post. But either way, do that. Tag me in an X post at Callas_33. Tell me what you want to tell me. Ask me a question. If I find it to be interesting enough, I will read it on the air and address it. But again, you can call as well, 412-928-9370. So, also, bear with me, too, because my voice is still a little wrecked from the weekend. And, you know, hopefully this weekend I'll be talking a little bit less, and that way my voice can fully heal. I'll be here tomorrow night and then Saturday afternoon and into the Pirate game on Saturday. So hopefully it'll give my voice a little bit of a chance to rest. But, yeah, bear with me as I sip on water and keep my keep my throat lubricated so I can talk properly. But anyway, let's talk about baseball a little bit. First of all, the Pirates lost yesterday, so that's a little bit rough. And I think that was really a statement game to make where, you know, they come into the St. Louis Cardinals, come into Pittsburgh. And sweeping them would have sent the message, I think, to end the year. The last time the Cardinals are going to come to Pittsburgh this season, you really wanted the sweep. I really wanted the sweep. I think it was important for the Pirates to not roll over, because usually they usually it seems like they've done that a lot, where there are big games where they don't win. Now, if you're losing a considerable amount of games, usually you want to shoot for, you know, winning series. Then you start winning series, which the Pirates have been doing pretty well recently. This is a situation where you already won the first two. Now it's time to ramp up the goal a little bit, like take three from a division opponent. I think that's super important. I think it was super important for the Pirates to sweep the Cardinals, but they couldn't get it done. Now, they still won the series, which is fine, but where they are in the season right now and where the Cardinals are, I think it would have been all that much more impressive if the Pirates would have taken the sweep of the series. Now, there's a statement series as well. It's a four-game series against the Cubs, so there's that. The Pirates are going to play the Cardinals again. I believe it's next weekend. After they play the Cubs this weekend, they're going to go on a road trip, the I-80 Midwest road trip. So they're going to be around Missouri playing Kansas City, and then they're going to play the Cardinals, which I again believe is next weekend. So that'll be the final time they play the Cardinals this season, next weekend. And that is going to be an important series as well. The Pirates earlier in the year was super exciting. Remember, they went to St. Louis in April, and they won 2 of 4, which back then we were saying, like, oh, yeah, the Cardinals are a tough team, and you take 2 of 4 from them in St. Louis, that's a good sign. The Pirates have already won the season series against the Cardinals as well, so that's also super important. I think that if the Pirates have one goal in mind, don't worry about so much these interleague games at this point. You know, use that to continue to experiment with players and put players in that you want to see. But some of these division games, like, I want to see the Pirates make a big statement ending the year against divisional opponents, and especially in that series against the Cardinals that they're going to play next weekend. I think that it would be super important for them to make statements and go in to St. Louis and get a sweep. So it's a three-game series, Friday, September the 1st through Sunday, September the 3rd. Go in there and sweep the series. Like, go into that series with the intention of getting a sweep. Maybe you don't think that's that realistic out there, and that's fine. But I think it's a goal at this point that's achievable. Again, they've already won the season series against the Cardinals, which is great. Make the statement. You already won the series, the final series that they're going to play against the Cardinals at PNC Park. You already won that. You know, I would have preferred that series to be a sweep as well, but that's over and done with. You win that series. Now go into St. Louis and set your intentions. Like, light that place up. Set the standard for next season and set those expectations. Let the other teams know. Let the Cardinals know specifically, like, hey, we're here and we're ready and we're young and we're talented and we are where we should be, which is a team good enough to go into St. Louis and get a sweep. I remember their manager, too, Ollie Marmol, in a post-game press conference, did not give the Pirates much credit. I think when the Pirates won the series at PNC Park when the Cardinals were here earlier in the year, Marmol didn't give the Pirates any credit. I remember he was saying, like, oh, you know, we ran into some unfortunate circumstances. We didn't play as well as we should. We beat ourselves. Give the Pirates no credit. I didn't hear any of his press conferences now, but I wonder what he's saying, where, you know, okay, maybe one series you'll say, yeah, you know, we had a bad series, but now what are you going to do? I mean, the Pirates earlier in the year went to St. Louis, took 2 of 4, then won the series when it came back to PNC Park. And now this later half of the season series, they went 2 of 3. So looking up for that series next weekend in St. Louis. Then what's he going to say? Especially if the Pirates win that series in St. Louis. What's he going to say then? Oh, yeah. Yeah, tough season. We didn't do as well as we should have. Giving the Pirates any credit. I think that's it's very unique. Like, not to give the Pirates any credit as the opposing manager. Not to give any credit to the players who opposed you. That's it's very unique, very interesting that he didn't do that. Like, I can't emphasize it enough. I think that it's a statement to go into St. Louis and get a sweep. That's my expectations for the Pirates next weekend. If the Pirates win 3 of 4 at least against the Cubs as well, that'll be a good sign. And just watching this September, I want the Pirates to do especially well against the divisional opponents. They also got the Brewers in a series after that series against the Cardinals to start next month. Next weekend, after next weekend, is the when they're going to play the Brewers. Just play better against the division opponents. Like, show enough life. Doesn't seem likely that they're going to make the playoffs. Just show some life in these games and just make statements to the other teams in the division that you can hang with them. That's my expectation at this point. Now, will we see Paul Skeens as well, which there have been some reports that suggest that Paul Skeens is going to make an appearance in the major leagues before the season ends. I think that would be tremendous to have him come up too as like the icing on the cake. Like, hey, look who we have and look how well he's pitching. Look out for next season. Look at all these players starting to come together. Hopefully in the offseason, the Pirates can address the streakiness that they've had, because, I mean, we've talked about this before, when one part of the Pirates game is working, another part is not. When the starting pitching does well, the hitting isn't in abundance, and the relief pitching usually struggles. When the Pirates are hitting, it's usually the starting pitching that struggles or the bullpen that can't lock a game down. All that stuff's got to be battened down. Use a Pirates term, batten down the hatches. If all of the Pirates' problems go away together, if the good times can work in sync and can happen on a more consistent level, the Pirates are going to be great. I mean, they've shown signs that they can hang. It's just, you know, after April, it seemed that when one thing was going well for them and another thing was not. And that gives me some hope, especially knowing that Paul Skeens could very well be here and be a consistent part of the rotation at some point next season for the Pirates. I'm also excited at the prospect that he could be in the major leagues this season. It's exciting to think about. Give him an inning, give him 2 innings, just let him feel what it's like to be a part of a major league roster, to be a part of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just where he is, talent level. Also heard that the Altoona Curve game the other night was sold out, standing room only, because people want to see this guy. I have no doubt that some of you guys might have gone to that game too, and if you're up early this morning and you want to tell me what it was like to be in Altoona, if you were at that game that was sold out, that was standing room only, give me a call, 412-928-9370. Let me know what the atmosphere was like, because I know there was high anticipation for him pitching in Altoona when he did. What was it like to watch him pitch live if you were there for a double-A baseball game? But the bottom line, the underlying point is that, you know, I think that all these pieces are coming together in such a way that you have hope. And the way they perform in September, I think, will be leading to how they can perform next season. I just want to see, you know, the players come up, the weaknesses addressed, and we'll see. But I have my optimism. But I think that playing well against divisional opponents is going to be important, and I want to see that sweep when the Pirates go to St. Louis and play the Cardinals next weekend. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. When I come back, we're going to continue to talk some baseball. You can also call and talk about the Steelers tonight's game. It's going to be played in Atlanta against the Falcons. It'll be the final preseason game of the year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if you want to call and talk about them at all, address any topics regarding the Steelers, you're welcome to. You can talk about the Pirates as well. I'm going to go a little bit more broad into Major League Baseball because some of the best players in Major League Baseball got hurt yesterday. So I want to talk about that. Also, a player got suspended for sticky stuff. But it was a unique kind of sticky stuff, so I want to address that as well. So we got more baseball talk, and again, if you want to call and talk about the Steelers, you're welcome to 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. You can give me a follow, and while you're at it, tag me in a post. If you want to make any comments, ask any questions, you're welcome to on X. But we'll be right back, or I'll be right back, because it's just me. I'll be right back after these messages. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show. Let me give you fan weather real quick. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. You can also check them out online at sunchevy.com today. We expect some rain. The high today, 84, low of 67. Then tomorrow, 30% chance of rain with a high of 85 and a low of 72. That's fan weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. I also had a caller call in and wanted to address me privately because I said that Paul Skeens has already pitched, which is not true. He's actually scheduled to pitch on Saturday. He's been pitching at so many places. You know, Bradenton, the other A-ball teams that he's been on so far since he's been drafted. So that was my mistake there. He's not yet pitched. It's still factual, though, that the game is sold out. It's standing room only at this point because of the anticipation of Pirate fans and baseball fans to watch him pitch in the minor leagues and see it for themselves. And Altoona's only about a couple hours away. So the game has not been played yet. It's scheduled for Saturday. And yeah, Paul Skeens scheduled to pitch in front of a sellout crowd. So my apologies on that information. I'm having trouble keeping track of which teams he's pitching for because he's been moving up the ranks very quickly. We still may see him pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates this season, so that's true. Those reports have been swirling around for a few weeks now, and he's moving up at a pace that may make you believe that, whether he makes the opening day roster next year or not. It's still good to see that there are signs that he may pitch this season, and we'll get a little taste of him before this season comes to a close. 412-928-9370 is the phone number if you want to call. Talk about football, the Steelers playing tonight against the Atlanta Falcons in the final preseason game of the year. So if you want to call and discuss any parts of that, you can, or the Steelers as a whole. I think I've given my opinions on them enough already. I'm excited. You should be too. I agree it's still too early to tell if they're going to be talented or not. Preseason games really shouldn't hold a lot of weight.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's Crowley giving me my show notes and expressing his opinion. Span's got 4 hours to talk about sports, and he comes in on my small 30 minutes to talk and expresses his opinion very blatantly there. But you can call and talk about football. But in the last 5 minutes of this show, about five more minutes to talk. A couple things happened in Major League Baseball that caught my interest. First one, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout back on the injured list on the same day, and Shohei Ohtani tore his UCL. So that's around the part of the elbow. I think it was his pitching elbow as well, so he's not going to pitch at all for the rest of the season. I actually want to take that back. There were no reports that he officially went on the injured list. I know there are reports everywhere that say he's not going to pitch again this season. Maybe UCL means he can't hit. I don't know if the Angels are going to decide to shut him down. He's going into free agency at the end of this year as well, so I don't know what that's going to do for his market value if he's going into free agency with a UCL. You better get that arm repaired as quickly and as shortly as possible, or I think the market's going to shift. And that would be an interesting shift as well. I still think a team's going to pay him, but all the teams around, if he has a UCL problem, means he might not be able to pitch at all or not be as effective on the mound. I really think that can change his stock value, where all the teams are going to wise up and say, yeah, maybe it's not worth it. Or maybe one team's going to overpay for him, which I wouldn't be surprised by. But, yeah, that's where it is right now. Shohei Ohtani not going to pitch for the remainder of the season. Okay, so he's not officially on the injured list. I'm looking at the report right now on MLB Network. So, yeah, he's not going to pitch for the rest of the year. He's got a UCL problem. That doesn't mean that he can't hit. I don't think the Angels have ruled that out yet. So, that's interesting. Now, Mike Trout, I do know, with his left-hand problem, went back on the injured list. So, it's just a shame. The Angels paying so much for their baseball team, have two of the best players in the sport, and haven't won much. And now they're starting to run out of time with Trout, with all the injuries that he's had in recent years, and Shohei Ohtani just continuing to have arm troubles. And who knows? I mean, maybe this will allow him to just stay back with the Angels. They'll pay him a hefty amount, and he'll be an Angel for life. Or another team's going to overpay for him, or teams might not be interested at all with a UCL problem like that, because this isn't the first time he's had arm troubles. I know that he was a DH exclusively, you know, a few years ago when he was having arm troubles. So it'll be interesting to see in that case. I also like that the rule changes in Major League Baseball. I do believe that they've kind of shifted how teams play. It's gotten more quick. It's gotten more youthful, more stolen bases, less ambient time in between pitches, less meaningless pickoff attempts. So that's all good. And I think that that's hurting the big name teams, the big spending teams, because it's not just about brute force and power and stalling anymore. You actually have to produce and produce quickly, or you're going to fall behind. And the Yankees, Padres, Mets, all the big team names, the Cardinals, all the big teams, the big spenders, the big names, they're struggling this season. One more thing as well. I saw this discussion come up a bit. One of the pitchers for the San Diego Padres, a reliever, was suspended 10 games because he had sunscreen on his skin, and that was considered a sticky substance. And to that point, I'd just like to refresh on why the rule is the way it is and why they're enforcing it heavily now. The rule has always been that you can't doctor the baseball. So no sticky stuff, you can't bend it, you know, all the laces have to be strapped in, you know, nothing can be loose, nothing can be, you know, the surface of the ball can't be torn in any way. The reason why is because everybody uses a baseball. Everybody on the field uses the baseball. You can put sticky stuff on a bat, you can put pine tar up to a certain point because not everybody touches your bat, but everybody on the field has to touch the baseball. So I think that it was good that they implemented something to enforce that rule better, because, again, since everybody has to touch the baseball, it has to be a neutral surface on that baseball. But as for the sunscreen issue, if you're properly applying sunscreen, it shouldn't be that sticky, and you should have enough time, if you apply it properly, that it's not, the residue isn't there by the time you go on the mound. So I think that, and players have used this before, which is why it's a big deal. The sunscreen, if you apply it thick in one area on your arm, you can make it look like, oh yeah, I just put on sunscreen. But in reality, you can actually dab that saturated area enough where your fingers can't get sticky and you can grip the ball better. So I think that the umpires were well justified in throwing out Padres pitcher. And yeah, sunscreen is one of those substances that you shouldn't be able to use, and it is deceiving because it should be applied properly, but when it's not, it can be abused.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.